Barbara Taylor Bradford is one of the best-selling authors in the world and proudly a working stiff. She's written 29 novels, beginning with A Woman of Substance in 1979, and that became one of the best-selling novels of all time. Her books have been published in more than 90 countries and 40 languages. 10 have been made into TV miniseries. Her latest novel is Cavendon Hall, a great old Edwardian home shared by the Inghams, headed by Charles, the Earl of Mowbray, his wife Felicity and their 6 children, and the Swans, including Walter, the Earl's valet, his wife Alice, who was the Countess's seamstress, and the 4 Swan daughters. Now, Lady Daphne is about to be presented at court when, there is no nice way to say this, she is brutalized, and it's the Swans, the household staff, who move to protect her. Barbara Taylor Bradford, OBE, joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's lovely to be here, Scott. Thank you.
What comes first for you, the story or the characters?
Well, you know, before I did become a novelist, I was a journalist and trying to be a novelist and struggled with 4 books, which maybe I wrote 100 pages or 50 and then stopped. And I never finished one of those. And one day I read an interview with the late Graham Greene. Of course, he was alive at that time. And the journalist said to him, "What is it you bear in mind when you sit down every day to write, to start writing the book you're writing?" And he said, "I always remind myself that character is plot." And the moment I read that, Scott, I knew how to write a novel.
What makes this mix of upstairs, downstairs, gentry and servants, the abbey and the stables so popular all over the world and a century after its time?
It's human drama. You've got one place, Cavendon Hall, where everything is happening there. Life is being enacted. There's dramas because of the attack on Daphne. How do they hide that? What's going to happen? And on. I don't want to give too much plot away, but it does become a great tragedy, and it could, in fact, ruin the Inghams. So why do people love this? Because they see people are interacting with each other. You know, I always say, go to a family and you'll find a lot of problems. So there's a lot of problems in the Swan family with the Inghams and the relationships between people. I think it's a way of containing life in one house, I suppose.
One house, one book.
That's right. And there's a lot of drama in the book. And, of course, everything is happening in the shadow of the First World War. So there's a lot going on in the book. And, of course, there's always, you know, a bit of romance, a bit of sex.
I was going to say, intertwining, as you might put it.
Yes.
Let me first get to one of my favorite characters. I hope I pronounce her name correctly. Ginevra?
Oh, yes, the gypsy girl.
Romany?
A Romany, yes.
And so where does she come from? Where does she spring from in your mind? I wonder if she's the product of research or what?
No, I do a lot of research, but that's usually historical research. As you know, I grew up in Yorkshire, and we often saw the Romany wagons on a hill or in a field. And I thought, I wonder who lives there, and that's where she came from. And she's always popping up. And Cecily, who is one of the main characters, she is always bumping into the gypsy, who's got something interesting to say. And she's in there because she adds a bit of mystique, if you like.
29 novels, right?
Yes.
May I ask, do you ever have a problem coming up with a plot?
I had a friend, Cornelius Ryan, Connie,
The Longest Day
and yeah. A Bridge Too Far and The Last Battle. And when I wanted to go from journalist to novelist, he said, you must put something down every day. And he was right about that. And I sometimes have a day when it's a bit tough, obviously. I'm a human and it doesn't always come the way I want it to come out of me. So I'm lucky that I had that advice so many years ago.
But I wonder, looking at your novels, which you began writing, can I say gallantly, in your mid-40s?
That's right.
Has it been important to you to have strong women characters?
Yes, because I'm strong, and I wouldn't really... Of course, I have weak characters in the book. You've got to have people of all kinds.
Yeah.
But I think women have found the books, both challenging and inspiring, because I have women that conquer the world, that they mm-hmm. overcome terrible odds and terrible problems. And I don't mean to send a message, but I guess in a funny way, I am intending to send one, which is stand up and be counted and go out and do it.
May I ask, what's a favorite compliment that you get sometimes from readers?
I think the one that is when they say that I've touched them or moved them, or that I've helped them through a problem. A Woman of Substance was really an extraordinary book, in the sense that almost every woman that I met when I went out to promote the book in bookstores and events, they would come to me and tell me that if Emma Hart, that was the protagonist of A Woman of Substance, if Emma could do it, they could. And I would always invariably say, do what? And they say, well, I was in a bad marriage, an abusive marriage, and I had the courage to get out, even though I didn't know how I'd bring up my children or earn a living. And when they tell me that, it makes me feel good, although, as I say, I don't really set out to send a message except to go out there and do it.
Barbara Taylor Bradford, OBE, her new bestseller, Cavendon Hall. Thanks so much for being with us, Barbara.
Thank you, Scott. I've enjoyed it.